From the Sky News Centre at 7. Donald Trump's told Iranian anti-government protesters help is on its way, though didn't go into detail. The US president's posted on his Truth Social platform the regime will pay a big price over its response to demonstrations said to have killed around 2,000 people. Here, the foreign secretary summoned the Iranian ambassador. Her shadow counterpart, Dame Priti Patel, says Iran must held be to account.
Iran is a hostile state and a threat to our country, a threat to the Middle East, and a threat to the world, and Britain must have the resolve to deal with them.
Two new council tax bans are going to be created in Scotland for those living in homes worth more than £1 million by 2028. Finance Minister Shona Robertson's draft budget proposals also cover child payment increases. A coroner wants further investigation into unlicensed gambling after an inquest heard predatory systems consumed a man's mind before his death. 36-year-old Oliver Long died by suicide in East Sussex in 2024. His sister Chloe says he'd blocked himself from UK regulated sites.
Ollie's experience was horrendous because he was trying his absolute best to try and help himself. He recognised that he was experiencing significant harm from gambling, and unfortunately he was targeted by these illegal black market sites. I'm so concerned of the risk that poses to other people.
Anyone struggling can contact the Samaritans on 116 123. A rogue roofer who ran over a mum of three on a golf course in Staffordshire has been jailed for 13 and a half years. John McDonald's van was being chased by police at the time. Another two hospital trusts in England have declared a critical incident. Both are in Nottingham and joined three others in Surrey and one in Kent. And up to 640 jobs are being created at Lidl. The discount retailer plans to open 19 stores in England over the next 8 weeks. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silk.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A Cardiff man has spoken out after his cousin was killed in anti-government protests in Iran.
I didn't sleep last night. Me and my wife, we are crying all the night. That's all we can do.
17-year-old Amir Ali Haydari was shot during a demonstration in the city of Kermanish last week. According to one Iranian official, around 2,000 people have died since the protests began. Diako Haydari spoke through a translator.
When they collected the body, Amir Ali's uncle said there were so many corpses, around 500, at the hospital. He had to identify his body amongst them.
Elsewhere tonight, opposition parties have attacked plans to increase council tax bills by 5.5%. It forms part of Vale of Glamorgan Council's draft budget proposals for next year. Plaid Cymru said it was disappointed by Labour's plans for an above-inflation hike. Conservative MS Andrearty Davis claimed Vale workers would pay the price. Two sheep have died after they were attacked by a dog while grazing. The conservation flock was badly injured at Porthcawe Country Park in Bowie on Saturday morning. They were part of a project to improve grassland in the area. Police say they're not aware of any witnesses, but they've urged anyone with information to come forward. And heavy rain could bring yet more disruption to parts of the Vale. The Met Office yellow warning has been issued for mid and south-east Wales on Thursday. Forecasters say there's already an increased risk of flooding because of heavily saturated ground in the wake of Storm Goretti. In sport, Barry Town United can clinch a top six finish in the Cymru Premier tonight. They'll need to avoid defeat to Llanelli in order to reach the Championship Conference for the first time in 5 years. Steve Jenkins' men are ahead of Cardiff Met on goal difference with their near neighbours away at Penabont.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
No more champagne. And the morning seems so grey, so unlike yesterday. Now's the time for us to say
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. May we all ever be
welcome. Happy New Year. That was ABBA. How are you all doing? You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Statutory Forum show on Bro Radio with myself, Mark, and Martin. Hope you all had a good Christmas. Hope you didn't eat too much. On the show today, we have Information Corner, dates for your diary, maybe some fun facts, and we're going to interview Anne-Marie, who's chair of the Vale 50 Plus Statutory Forum. So lots to listen to, so stay tuned, and here we go.
Welcome to the show. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your job, please?
Hi, I'm Anne-Marie Little and I'm chair of the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum. I've been with the forum for 13 years now, and the forum, we're a voice for older people in the Vale. So if you're 50 plus and you either live, work or volunteer in the Vale, you can be a member of the forum. What we do is we try and influence the decision makers, and how we do that is we have focus groups on different areas and we listen to people's issues or views on the certain topic, for example housing, or it could be transport. And then what we do as the Forum Executive Board. We take these issues to COPA, which is Cymru Older People's Alliance, and so they're all the forums in Wales. So if people in who are members of the forum tell us their issues, then we can take them up the chain, if you like, and influence the decision makers, COPA and the Older People's Commissioner, and we work with the councillors and members of Parliament and members of the Senate. So we feed all these issues to them, and hopefully we're we're influencing them, and then to obviously to monitor and evaluate our work. We have regular updates, and we can see how we're doing.
Okay, thanks, Anne-Marie. That's really interesting. Can you tell me what were your highlights of the last year, and maybe your lowlights as well?
So the last year, the Have Your Say events, we held three events. We try and hold them in different areas, so we're meeting people around the Vale, so we're not seen to be Barry-centric.
Yeah.
And when people come to the events, there are stalls so they can come and visit and find out information. There's normally tea and coffee where they can socialise. We run a stall, the 50 Plus has a stall where we can recruit new members. I was recruited at the library when I went to an event many years ago, and they can find out any information about the 50 Plus. And sometimes people give us their issues there that we can take forward. Well, last year I was lead for, within the executive board, we have, for each of the focus groups, there's a lead for that focus group, and they're responsible for booking the speakers for the focus group. I was lead for transport and have been for many years. So as a result of my focus group meetings, I contacted Ken Skates in Welsh Government, and I took along two active members of the Executive Board and the Transport Focus Group, and we met with Ken Skates, and I took along, we were normally you have about a quarter of an hour, but he gave us half an hour, and I took along a little piece of paper with my bullet points on of the issues that had cropped up throughout. Well, I've been doing it a long time now as transport lead, but the issues that cropped up, fed them to him, like I spoke earlier, for influencing the decision makers, so that when he's doing his work, he's heard from the horse's mouth, you know, the things affecting older people. So I had a little list of things for him, and there were various people, Welsh Government, in the room, and they came back afterwards with responses and where they could help. So basically they hear the issues that older people around transport, and then where they could support and help, they could take things further.
And can you tell me about recruitment? How's recruitment going?
Recruitment is always ongoing. As I said, I was recruited many years ago at a library event. And that's all. We've got about 300 members. The original, it was about over 20 years ago now when the forum first started. And, of course, those people are getting older and older now. And so we're trying to recruit younger people who are... obviously, when I started, I was in my 50s. I was working evenings, so I could come to meetings during the day. But because some people have expressed an interest of attending, but they're working during the day, we're looking into having online meetings so people can join maybe in their lunchtime. Or I even put leave in when I wanted to attend meetings. Because I'm a school governor as well, so I put in leave to attend. So there are ways, if you really want to, you know, join something, you can. But we're looking to, this year, 2026 in our calendar events is have some online meetings.
Right.
And because obviously to cover for everyone, not everyone can come to a meeting. Some people aren't online and they prefer face-to-face. Some people like being online because they can stay in their warm house.
But yes,
some people aren't au fait with Teams. So you cover a whole range of people. And this is the great thing about having this radio show on Bro Radio, because you can reach people in their own homes.
Mark will chat more with Anne-Marie later on in the programme. But right now, let's play Bill Withers.
In the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Lovely day, it sure is. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum show on Bro Radio. Still to come is contact information, dates for your diary, information corner, and some more chat with Anne-Marie.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. for hospital visits and shopping trips to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you, and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
And that
Pharrell Williams, Happy. We still have Anne-Marie in the studio with us, so I'm going to ask Anne-Marie some really difficult questions now. So get ready. So we've heard some lovely input from you about 25 and 26, who you are and what you do for the forum. But my first big question is, what's your favourite food?
Oh, gosh. I love food. I love all types of food. There isn't many things I don't like. I'm funny with fried eggs.
Okay.
I prefer scrambled, but pretty much I'll eat anything. I think it's coming from a large family, so, you know, you ate whatever you were given, really.
Sure.
Apart from, my mum was really good to me. Because I didn't like fried eggs, I was allowed to have tinned corned beef when we were having chips, you know, the old-fashioned chips with the...
beef dripping.
Lard, the lard, blocks of lard. In the, you know, and I was allowed to have corned beef because I didn't like fried eggs.
Right, okay. One more difficult question for you, then we'll go back to the forum thing. So was there a job you wanted to do when you were a child? Was there any particular thing you wanted to do?
My mum was a teacher, so I wanted to be a nursery nurse. And then back in, when did I leave school? In 1978. The course was really, really oversubscribed, so you had to try about three times to finally get through, and there were like about three stages, so each time I tried I was getting to the next stage, and then when I tried I got to the final stage then, and then in the meantime I'd left school, I did my GCSEs, and I was working in a chemist shop in Grangetown, and they wanted me to stay there and train me up in the dispensary. And I was going for the nursery nursing, got through to the last stage. And then, do you remember back in those days, the Echo newspaper, and they used to advertise jobs in there. I was always looking in there. And I saw an advert for the Welsh office in Cardiff. They were recruiting civil servants there. So I went along to the interview for there and got that job. So then I didn't take up the nursery nursing and did that instead, because I thought civil service is a, you know, good job to be in. So I was in the health and social work department, working on with them. I was clerked to the medical officers and then switched over to the health, to the social work department, which all comes back to helping with the work.
So the experience that you bring, certainly as an individual or even as chair, that obviously plays a big part in the forum, doesn't it? Certainly as your role as the chair.
Yeah. So all past experience, all transferable skills, you know, past jobs you've had. And the only reason I left the civil service was when I got married and moved away. So,
I mean, it's all, as you say, it's all relevant, it's all experience. I know you touched on with Martin about 25 and 26, and you talked about focus groups.
Yeah.
Perhaps we should tell the listeners a little bit about focus groups, because I know you've got experience with certainly two of them, but am I right in saying we have housing and transport? Those are the two that you have been involved in and will be involved in.
Well, I'm sort of involved, as chair especially, it's part of the chair and the vice chair should really have an overall view of everything that's going on, because you're the official voice for the forum in between meetings and everything. So you should really, if you're putting yourself forward to be chair, willing to go to everything so you know what's going on. But I've been lead for transport for many years now. This year now we've got a new transport lead, and I'm taking on lead for housing. But also, it's part of my job as chair to support the other leads as well. So I'm busy.
Yeah, and I know that we've got other areas like health and social care.
Health and social care. We've got BME.
And we've got climate change. And am I right in saying, without putting words into your mouth, but we've got a vacancy for the lead for climate change? Would you say anything to the listeners if they're interested?
We're full. We've got our 16 executive board members. We've still got 5 co-opted spaces for if anybody has skills that we think we can use and wants to join, they can become co-opted members. And then when a space on the executive board arises, we can vote them onto the executive board.
Yeah.
But obviously within the executive board, we're all volunteers. We've all got different health issues and medical issues, so everyone can only do as much as they can and feel able to do. You know, we're all volunteers. It shouldn't be... We should be enjoying what we're doing, you know.
Absolutely.
So... And some people would like to do more, but they can't. They find it too much because it is a lot. You know, what we do is a lot, and especially being lead is a lot because, you know, you have to sort out. It's not just chairing that focus group meeting. You know, you have to, you know, get the speaker, arrange the speaker, and then speakers can't arrive, and then you're rushing around trying to get another speaker, and then you're rallying around people to come to the meeting. You know, there's quite a lot to it, and some you know, would like to do it, but they find it too much.
I was going to say that without interrupting you, but the word volunteer is such a big word, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this country would be lost, I think, without volunteers.
Exactly,
wouldn't it? You know,
exactly.
So is there a final thought you've got for the listeners before we let you go?
Well, if you're interested in what we're doing, then just come along, because quite a few people just, you know, they would love to join the executive board, or would love to find out more about us. And the best way to do it really is to come along to the focus group meetings or the events. And like the one lady that last joined the executive board came along for a few executive board meetings to see how, you know, how we run things, to meet us all, to see, you know, if it was going to be for her, you know, because you don't know, you know, until you actually come to, you know. And so that's a good way. If you just come along and you can sit in, and our executive board meetings, we invite anyone, you know, to come in and listen. What we say is, until any other business, if you just listen, because otherwise, you know, we can't get on and do our, you know, our work for the meeting. And we stop and have a coffee and a tea, so you can meet us and see if you'd like to be a part of us.
Sure. I mean, on the back of that, at the end of the programme, I'll give the listeners the contact information anyway.
Exactly,
So on behalf of Martin and myself, and certainly Lewis, thanks for coming in. It's great to see you. I mean, I know we know each other very well, but it's lovely to see you. And we've got a few songs that you've chosen that we're going to play throughout the programme. So thanks again, and bye for now.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, and what do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problem. I'm only human, I made mistakes. I'm only human, so
only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
That was Rag and Bone Man. This is Information Corner. I'm Martin. Come along and share a cuppa with new friends at the Tuesday Welcome Club, a warm and friendly space for seniors. Every Tuesday morning, 10:30 to 12:30 at Glyndŵr Hall, Glyndŵr Road, Penarth. A small voluntary contribution is always welcome. FAN, which stands for Friends and Neighbours Groups, are a great way to meet friendly people, to connect with others, and if you're learning English, a safe place to practice your English skills. That's on Mondays, 2pm to 3pm at Barry Library, on Thursdays at 11am to 12pm at St Mary's Church, Halton Road. For more information, phone Caroline on 07880 650 553 or visit the FAM website at www.thefancharity.org. This winter, there are a range of warm spaces open to residents where everyone is welcome to enjoy friendly company and take advantage of the facilities available. Some warm spaces offer hot refreshments or give free activities, support and advice. You can find your nearest warm space on the Vale of Glamorgan website. Look for the cost of living warm spaces. The Older People's Commissioner for Wales has recently published The Space for Everyone, Older People's Perspective on Access to Car Parking in Wales. Please find the details of the full report on the olderpeople.wales website. COPA, that's Cymru Older People's Alliance, have commenced a recruitment programme to appoint a new chair. If you're interested in applying, please see the recruitment notice and pack on the copacharity.com website. The deadline for applications is the 28th of February 2026. The Older People's Commissioner for Wales is looking at how social care in Wales could be improved and wants to hear from older people about their experiences of receiving help and support from social care services, to learn more about what's working well and where changes are needed. The Commissioner has developed a multiple choice survey which can complete it online at olderpeople.wales/socialcare. For more information about the work of the Older People's Commissioner for Wales, please visit their website on olderpeople.wales. The Vale of Glamorgan Council are offering a 4-hour course on first aid awareness for unpaid carers who live in the Vale. That's Friday the 30th of January from 10am to 2pm at 305 Gladstone Road, Barry. A maximum of 12 spaces are available. So if you want to know more about the course, please email carersservices@valeofglamorgan.gov.uk or ring 01446 704 604. Finally, Pedal Power have been in touch to let members know they're offering free and friendly cycling sessions to help carers and loved ones they care for enjoy time outdoors together. Sessions are designed for those who might identify as an unpaid carer. For more information or to join a drop-in session, email cyclingofficer@cardiffpedalpower.org.uk or call Steve on 02920 39071. Thanks a lot.
Kylie Minogue, I Should Be So Lucky. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Statutory Forum show on Bro Radio with myself, Mark and Martin. And still to come, dates for your diary and that all-important contact information.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
At Case Cafe in Barry, you'll always find great coffee and good discussion. Our own blend coffee really hits the spot. And we now serve hearty breakfasts for the early risers and a tasty kids menu. Case Cafe has links with Case UK, who offer support for mental and physical health. And we're here, just in case. Pop in for a coffee or a catch-up. We're in the YMCA on Court Road, with free on-site parking, and we're open 9 till 6 weekdays and 9 till 3 on Saturdays. See casecafe.co.uk or find us on Just Eat.
Are you organising an event in the Vale of Glamorgan? List it on The Lowdown for free with CJCH Solicitors. Email all the details to lowdown@broradio.fm.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
From Barry to Bulverton,
the Vale's local radio station.
I'll be there.
I'll be there. What a great tune, Jackson 5. As promised, dates for your diary. So, pens to the ready. Friday, 23rd of January through Sunday, 25th of January is the RSPB's Big Garden Birdwatch. I'm sure you've seen the advert on the TV as well, but put it in your diary. Sunday, 25th of January is Burns Night. Tuesday, 27th of January is International Holocaust Day. And then from Tuesday, 27th of January through to Monday, 2nd of February is National Storytelling Week in the UK. I love a good story. I don't know about you. Wednesday, 28th of January from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the GBS Volunteer Fair at the Memo Arts Centre in Barry. I think they call it the Big Volunteer Fair. So that's Wednesday, 28th of January in the Memo in Barry, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Saturday, 31st of January is the Six Nations Kickoff. Can I say, come Rian Beth? February 2026, the whole month of February, in fact, is LGBT plus History Month for the UK. Wednesday, 4th of February, is World Cancer Day, a global awareness day uniting efforts in cancer prevention, detection and treatment. Friday, 6th of February, through to the 22nd of February, which is a Thursday, would you believe, 4 years have come and gone, it's the Winter Olympics time, hosted by Milan and Cortina in Italy. I have to say, I think my favourite sport has to be curling. Maybe not yours, but it certainly is mine. And then Tuesday, 10th of February, is the next 50 Plus Strattery Forum show, starting at 7 p.m.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill,
So sadly, we've come into the end of the show, but before we do that, some contact information for you. We are, of course, the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum. You can contact us in any of the following ways. Email at opf@valeglamorgan.gov.uk. Telephone us on 01446 700 111, or visit our website for lots and lots more information at www.vale50plus.org. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. Martin and I certainly have. It was great talking to Anne-Marie. When's the next show, I hear you say? Well, that will be Tuesday, 10th of February at 7 p.m. And of course, the programme will be on the Bro Radio website for the next 90 days. Thanks for listening. I've been Mark, and Martin has been Martin.
This is Bro Radio.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
We know the recycling and waste can certainly pile up this time of year. This festive season, please continue to recycle as much as you can. And for the few things that can't, we'll collect up to 6 black bags on your usual collection day between the 29th of December and the 16th of January. Recycle more, waste less. Together, we make a difference. Don't forget, collection days may change between Christmas and New Year. So check your collection days at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/Christmas. Vale of Glamorgan Council, working in partnership with Bro Radio.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.